Hello, this is Sarah Mangle. Hope everybody is doing good this morning. It's still a snowy day here, so I'm still not going to read to you your art exercise standing outside because I'm ready for spring. I planted a few seedlings inside and I wanted to keep doing that, and now all my soil and all my pots are covered with a layer of snow. And I'll be honest, I'm grumpy about it. Also, I put a chair in my garden facing where the sun will come so I can sit and feel the sun on my body. And now that sun is covered in... That's what it feels like. Feels like the sun is covered in snow. But I heard on the radio this morning it's supposed to melt. So, fingers crossed. Maybe tomorrow I'll get to sit in a chair in my sunny garden and read this art exercise to you, but I am still excited to bring it to you because it's inspired by a really cool and fashionable kid that I know named Micah. And I saw on the internet a few days ago that Micah made a sign and she put it in her window facing out to the front of her house in big colorful letters, and it said, "We can do this." So, inspired by Micah's work, I want to invite all of us to make our own messages out to the world today and put them facing out in the windows so everyone who moves by your window can see it. So let's make some signs of encouragement for our neighbors. And if you're not so much a word person, then you can make an image. And if you're feeling like both a word and an image person, you can do both. And the main key I would say to you is that Micah made her letters. She cut them out individually and they're each a different color, solid color, so it's easier to see. So the bigger your image and the more solid color they are, it's going to be able to be seen from further. So just think about that. If you the biggest piece of paper, or you can tape some pieces of paper together, or again, you can use an old cardboard box and paint it. The bigger, the better in this situation. And also simple shapes, simple big shapes. So this is because why are we making signs? Why are we putting them face out? Why are most of us spending a lot more time in our house than normal? It's because we have to all work together as one community around the entire earth right now to keep people safe and make sure that people who need doctors and nurses to care for them right now who have gotten sick, that they can get the care they need. And it's actually, you know, it's a weird moment, but it's also kind of an amazing moment. There's people traveling from far away who have knowledge and tools and have done lots of studies, like from Cuba, for example, and they're going all the way, doctors and nurses are going all the way to Italy, which is across a huge ocean, because people in Italy really need their help. So that's an example of people really working together. Often we think about the places in the world, individual countries, as being separate and sometimes fighting with each other for a long, long time. And this is a real moment when we have to really work together and imagine that those lines that make different countries, you know, are sort of dissolving, so we can really help each other and hold hope in our hearts and act with courage and be thoughtful and be patient. And the main thing to remember is that every person is just as important as everybody else. So you are special and unique and powerful, and so is every other person. And that means we're all worthy of love and we're all worthy of care. So here's a few examples of things your sign could say today. I love you. We can do this. Hello. I have hope for us. Thank you. We can work together. And I'm sure you'll come up with some of your own great words to say to the world. And, you know, I'm feeling kind of in a serious mood this morning, so I came up with some serious phrases. But if you are feeling more silly than serious, you can be silly, because being silly brings energy and joy to the world also. And I really look forward to seeing what you come up with. And of course, please send me your photos. When you've got them, my email is sarah.mangle@gmail.com. sarah.mangle@gmail.com. And if you're hearing this on the radio and you want to be a part of my email list where I email out all these art exercises every day, you can just send me an email to that email. I'll give it to you again. sarah.mangle@gmail.com. I send you all love, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.